Today is January 22nd, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Confirms plant sale but orders receiver named. Word has been received here of a decision rendered by the Washington Supreme Court upholding the Grace Harbor Superior Court's decision confirming the sale of the Montesano and Hoquiam plants of the Fur Products Company to Schaefer Brothers, April 14, 1921, but modifying the decision of the lower court insofar as the question of the appointment of a general receiver for the Fur Products Company is concerned. The decision of the Supreme Court points out that by the sale to Schaefer Brothers, the creditors of the Fur Products Company received more than they otherwise would have, and that Schaefer Brothers, themselves the largest creditor, did not receive any material dividends when other creditors did. It is also specifically states that the evidence warrants the conclusion that some of the Schaefer Brothers was a party to any wrong inducement held out to any of the trustees to vote for the consummation of the sale. In other news, injuries serious, hospital stay long. A.E. Staley Carpenter suffered a fractured hip and possibly internal injuries when he was struck by a Phipps and Watson wood truck at the intersection of H and Wishkaw Streets at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. He was removed to the Aberdeen General Hospital. Staley, according to witnesses, was crossing the street with his tool chest on his shoulder and walked into the path of the truck. He will be confined to the hospital for some time. In other news, lost equilibrium costs him license. Guilty was the verdict, which Police Judge Robert Taggart pronounced today in the case of Joe Williams, for-hire car driver charged with driving while intoxicated, and whose case the judge took under advisement Friday. Williams' plea that he was not intoxicated, but suffering from loss of equilibrium, the result of an automobile accident, was a poser for the judge, who took time to deliberate. Loss of equilibrium is a form of intoxication in any case, ruled Judge Taggart today, whether induced from accidents with automobiles or with moonshine. Williams was declared incompetent to drive a car at the time of the arrest, and his driver's license was canceled. And finally, caught rifling meters, jailed. Walter Owens was arrested by Patrolman Moorcraft in the Ross apartment house at 6:30 o'clock last night, after he had been reported as rifling the gas meters. Officer Moorcraft said that when caught, the man had just dropped the coin box to one of the meters, and that he held up a pair of pliers in his hand with which he had been twisting the meters loose. He was booked for investigation and will be given a hearing in police court this afternoon. Owens gave several conflicting stories. He gave the name of Ed Martin to questioners at the apartment house and gave the booking officer at the station the name of Ed Miller. He said he was in search of a friend on the upper floor, and when taken there, said he must have been mistaken. A letter from a friend in Portland was found on him, and gave the police his real name and the information that he had lately come from Astoria, it was said. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 22, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.